Welcome to The Millennial Wave. This is Rachel Kayleen, entrepreneur and millennial leader. If you aren't familiar with The Millennial Wave, our mission is to be a voice for the millennial generation. So we're constantly collaborating with new guests to help give our audience the guidance and raw knowledge needed to spark ideas and accomplish their goals. Again, if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you for coming on. And if you do get value, all we ask is that you give us a rating and a review to be able to share with us how much you enjoy listening to this podcast. All right, guys, so let's hop into it. Hey everyone, what is up? This is episode 33 of The Millennial Wave, and I am your host, Rachel Kayleen. Today I have with me a financial broker, the youngest director in his company, an entrepreneur,
yes,
and a longtime friend, Christian Flores.
Woo! What's going on?
And we're drinking some champagne right now. I don't know if you guys can see it in the cameras. It is... What would you say? It's shitty or
this? Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty good. It's a good way for us to reconnect.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Do you know ASMR?
The sound is crazy.
Do you know ASMR? This guy is wild. You guys are gonna hear all these, and I hope, hey, if there's any ASMR lovers out there, they're gonna fucking listen to this podcast every time now. But
damn, let me just finish this whole glass so I can get warmed up.
Anyway, so don't be nervous. It's been a while, so how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I feel good. 2019 has been an amazing year, but it's good to finally be here. I know we've been wanting to meet for a long time, so I'm here.
Meet back up. Like, if you guys don't know, we're not just social media friends. Like, we're actually friends in real life.
Like, real life.
Yeah, real life.
Like outside of business type.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, so you just reached director in your company. How long ago?
I reached it in July of this year. And I'm the youngest director in my company. And I have the largest team as a director, being 22 years old. No one has been able to hit that pinnacle yet. And that's a really, I'm actually really proud of that achievement.
I mean, you should be.
It's not about me. It's really about how many leaders I've been able to develop at the age that I'm at and the experience that I have in this industry. I'm more proud about witnessing other people's success, who's trusted in me, and that's allowed me to get the position I'm at, because my position is just a reflection on how I've positioned my team, my sales team, and the entrepreneurs that want to make something for themselves. So that's a huge accomplishment.
I love that.
My voice sounds so dope right now.
Oh my God. Yo, as suited and booted as Christian is, like, I know he can attest to this. He's one of the coolest dudes I've ever met in my life.
I'm a goofball.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, I remember we were sitting at Starbucks one day, and he was just wearing this nice-ass suit, and this guy approached him and was like, "Hey, man, what do you do?" I was like, "Yeah, bro, everybody's going to ask you because you look like
the shit."
You look like the shit. So I love it. I love the suited and booted. But, yeah, you are a goofball. You're super fun, and never lose that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I as long as we're friends, I don't think I'll ever lose that.
Aww, that was nice. That was really
nice. This is not for the act.
This is a real thing here. But okay, so regarding, I loved how you worded that. Like, I feel like, did you give that speech before?
No, I'm no script. This is. I'm kind of nervous right now, but I'm gonna be real. Real is better than perfect. So I'm just gonna speak my heart right
good,
now.
Good, okay. Good. That's what I like to hear, Christian. So what was your journey like over? How long have you been a part of your company?
2 years, but I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18 years old. And we met when I was, 19? This was in 2016 when we met. And, but 2 years specifically.
Wow, we've known each other for like 3 years.
It feels like 30 though, huh?
It feels like, I don't know. It feels weird. Like I just saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
No. Like it doesn't feel any different.
The last time we saw each other was St. Patrick's, I think. Right?
Was it? It was on your birthday.
St. Patty's Day? No.
It was on your birthday.
No, was it?
Yes, it was on your birthday. Do you remember that night?
I don't remember that night.
So talk about some of the different things that you've gone through over these last 4 years, technically, of entrepreneurship, and just kind of the couple of key things that you've really taken away from it. Because I feel like when someone is getting started in a world of business where mm-hmm. they no longer have someone telling them what to do, and they're very responsible for their own actions and actually responsible kind of for the actions of others when you have a team, what are some of the key things that you've taken away? Because like I said, when you first get started, you're excited, you're hyped up, you're just looking for mentorship and direction. And as time goes on, as you evolve, you make more money, you grow, your team grows, you learn things that you didn't learn at the beginning. New levels, new devils, right?
Yes.
So what are some key things that you feel like you've taken away that you're always going to keep with you?
That's a good question. I like to share a story because I feel like people can relate, especially if you're young and you're an entrepreneur. I've only been in the entrepreneurship game for almost 5 years now, but there's a lot of lessons to learn, you know, even, you know, being four and a half to almost 5 years in the game. I like to compare my journey. I like to express my journey as like phases, right? In 2015 is when I first got started as an entrepreneur when I was 18 years old. I like to say that in 2015, when I first started, that was my honeymoon stage. Like, you know, in a relationship, everything is honeymoon stage. Like, ooh, I'm 18 years old. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't need a job. Oh, if you have a nine to five, you're a loser type mentality, right? I was just really ignorant. It was just all honeymoon stage. Like, entrepreneurship is so sexy, right? And then in 2016, I would like to call that phase my, it's kind of like my bird phase or like my golden toilet syndrome phase. Mm-hmm. That's when I met you. That's when, you know, I changed my career path as an entrepreneur. I was like, wait, it's kind of like this. If I'm sitting on a gold toilet, okay, and I see another gold toilet, oh, that gold toilet has a seat warmer on it. Let me go sit on that one. I feel like I can get more success there. Right? Ooh, look at all these people succeeding much faster. Look, that gold toilet has not only a seat warmer, but it also has a, you know, like a washer. Like, I'm
like
not trying to get...
it's going to wash my ass for me.
I'm not trying to get graphic, but I think you get the picture here. 2016 was my phase of, you know, golden toilet syndrome. Like, I was, what do you call it? It's kind of like...
Wishy-washy.
Right?
Yeah. These hoes wishy-washy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one.
I'll see success. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna move there. Ooh, look, ooh, success looks faster here. I'm gonna move there. Oh, look, this person looks like she or he can add more value. I'm gonna move here and leave this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So 2015 was honeymoon stage. 2016 was my phase of golden toilet syndrome. 2017 was my reality phase. So that's my third year as an entrepreneur. 2017 is when I realized, oh shit, I actually need to make some money. Like, this is real. Like, I didn't have a job. I got fired from my job because I put so much more effort by chance, though. By chance. I put more effort by chance as an entrepreneur in my business to where I got fired from my job. And in my mind, I'm like, it's all good. I'm an entrepreneur. I'll create my own guarantees, right? But that's when I realized, like, this shit is real. Like, you really have to create your own guarantees. No one is going to guarantee you a paycheck but yourself. You know, a lot of people talk about, oh, I'm an entrepreneur because I want to help people. You know, I want to impact people. Yeah, that's all true. We all want to impact and help people. But if you don't help yourself, if you don't help yourself first, if you don't impact yourself and your family first, I mean, what kind of justification is that? You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking based on practicality. So 2017 was my application phase. 2018, which was my fourth year, would be my year of fruition almost. Right, we're okay, things are coming together. Everything I've been working hard for, things are starting to come together. 2018 was in fruition is where I learned, hey, look, a lot of people want to be everything for everybody in business, right? They almost want to be like they just want to be everything for everybody. But for me, my mentor, who's the youngest chairman in the financial industry, he said, Christian, if you want to be great at something, you have to master one skill set, one industry, one thing for a very, very, very long time, right? Let everybody try to be everything for everybody, but you are a specialist. Think of it this way. Who makes more money, a Starbucks barista or a nurse?
A nurse.
A nurse. But who makes more money, a nurse or a neurologist?
Neurologist.
A neurologist. Why is that? Because I also learned that the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. The bigger the problem you solve for people, the bigger the impact that you make, the bigger the income that you can amass. What I mean by that is I've learned to be successful as an entrepreneur, you have to be a specialist and not a generalist. You know what I'm saying? When you're a nurse or when you're a general practitioner and you tell me, oh, I'm feeling something in my head or my knee, you know, I can do is diagnose you, but I have to refer you to a specialist. That's why a neurologist makes more money than a general practitioner, because a neurologist specializes in one thing and one thing only, and that's the brain, right? And that's what I've learned as an entrepreneur, is to specialize on one thing. You don't need to have the best product. You don't even need to have the best market, right? You just need to have the right market. It's called blue ocean strategy, separating yourself from the competition. I've learned as an entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur and you're young, I advise you, don't try to compete with people. Compete with yourself and find something that the competitors are not doing. Find a niche in that. Add value that no one can tap into, that kind of niche that you have. And that's what I've learned being in this industry, is to specialize on one thing and not be insecure in the marketplace, because you know that thing you got, no one else can touch. No one else can do what you do. So that's my journey as an entrepreneur. I've learned to be practical and not be romantic, because a lot of people are going to think, oh, you're an entrepreneur, or I'm an entrepreneur, Rachel. You know, yeah, I'm a business owner, I'm a CEO, but are they really applying the real work of an entrepreneur, right? Yeah, I get to wake up whenever I can. But the truth is, in business, if you treat your business like a business in the first place and you're young, and I'm still starting out, I'm only 4.5, 5 years in the game. If you treat your business like a business, you'll lose. But if you treat your business like a job, you win, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I learned. Very, very practical stuff, you know. And at the end of the day, mentorship, just like we've always agreed on, mentorship is a success hack in life, right? If you have the right mentor, I'm talking about, don't mistake a motivator for a mentor. I'm talking about a real mentor who wants to invest in you, who wants the best. To me, a mentor is someone who wants to see you do better than him or her, right? Because success in this country, we're in the wealthiest country in the world. A lot of mentors and gurus out there, they operate based on scarcity. I've learned to operate based on abundance. I'm willing to share with you my secrets. I'm willing to share this person everything I know. You know why? Because there's enough room for everyone to succeed. There's enough room for everyone to have, you know, success or wealth. There's never a shortage of wealth. There's only a shortage of belief. And a part of that mix is scarcity. Abundance versus scarcity. I go with abundance all the time, right? So, you know, that's just more of my journey, you know, and one of the biggest keys that I always take with me, I've always stuck with this, even now. It's about the journey and not the destination. It's always been about that. It's always been about the journey and not the destination. A lot of people say that. A lot of entrepreneurs out there, they say that. But that's what I truly believe. Everything you get in your life is based on your tolerance, not what we ask for, right? That's what Jim Rohn talks about. And so that's a philosophy I've always believed in, right? I mean, we don't get in life what we ask for. We get in life what we tolerate, right? And we can only grow our income, our team, our success to the extent of our own. You know, I mentor, I train a lot of people, and they ask me, Christian, how do you attract leaders in your business? Christian, how do you attract these kind of clients or these kind of people? Well, I always ask them, if I write down on a board, I spoke to a room. I said, hey, give me an ideal. I'm gonna go by each of you. Give me an ideal. An ideal characteristic you would want in a business partner. Someone said, I pointed at them, they said, oh, loyal, compassionate, passionate, driven, self-motivated, communicative, communication skills, right? I write that all down, then I ask themselves, so now let me ask you this. Are you all of that? Are you all of that yourself? Because you will only attract to you in your business who you are, to the extent of who you are. You cannot expect to make this much money, but you're here. You cannot expect to attract this type level of a person if your growth is right here. You'll only attract to the extent, to the level of who you currently are. And that's one of the biggest things, is if you want more, you just simply have to become more. Personal growth is important, but a lot of people also mistake personal growth for production.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where a lot of young entrepreneurs, they think they're productive by, you know, doing all these things that have to do with personal growth, but it actually just distracts them from the real work that they actually have to put in. So there is that mixture there too. It's kind of weird. But that's one of the biggest keys for me, is it's always been about the journey, not the destination. That's why I like to say my journey is like a timeline, and I like to, you know, categorize my years based on that, you know. I hope that made sense, but I hope someone can relate with that.
It did. So yeah. I'm kind of curious, because at the end of the day, I think we can both agree that the first step in really changing your life is changing your mindset. Because once you program your mind to believe that you're capable of things and to kind of be prepared for whatever storms come your way, that's when you'll be able to move past them, continue to grow.
Right.
Like I said, your mindset evolves over time. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yes.
So I'm kind of curious, what are some things that you do for personal growth?
For me, personal, see, and some of you might be able to relate to this. There's so many ways to, there's so many resources to grow personally.
There
that,
is.
That I used to be stuck. I used to not know where to start, right? I used to think, shit, should I focus on this? Should I focus on this? Should I focus on this? Like, fuck, like, what do I do? Leadership, sales, what? Like, where do I start, right? If I can give any piece of advice, and I'm not going to say anything that I haven't done myself personally, and you don't even have to agree with me, but I asked my mentor. I was like, hey, what should I prioritize in my level in my life on, like, where to grow? Leadership, sales, you know, like, activity, strategy, what? Where do I go? Because there's so many outlets, right? And he said, well, let me ask you this, Christian. What is the number one weapon you have as an entrepreneur? I'm like, the way I lead. And he was like, okay, sure, this is the way you lead. But how do you manage the way you lead? Through what? And I was like, I was stuck. And he was like, it's 6 inches between your ear. It's your emotions. It's your brain. It's your head. If you're going to master one thing, master your emotions. Master your emotions, you'll be able to master success, right? So before I got into learning about leadership or sales developing or just all this stuff, I learned how to become more self-aware, know who I am. Because I think a lot of entrepreneurs these days, young entrepreneurs specifically, they like to compare themselves. Like, dang, this person's more successful. I need to know what this person's doing. But what if that person's doing, what if what that person is doing is not in alignment with what you're actually meant for? You know what I'm saying? So I've learned that, look, I've learned to be more self-aware, know my strengths, know my weaknesses, maximize on my strengths, right? 90% on my strengths, 10% on my weakness, right? Do what I do best, delegate the rest, right? Mm-hmm. So I've learned to master,
ooh,
right?
I love it. I forgot all these good quotes. You are a savage.
Yeah, you called me coat guy, right? Remember that? 2016?
Coat guy? I called you?
Coats guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Coats guy.
Yeah,
coats
guy.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're a coats guy.
You're really good at the quotes, though.
But anyways, yeah. So that's one of the main things, is master your emotions. And I'll give you some free game right now.
Sensei.
I'll give you some.
He's giving away free value, guys.
Four agreements. That audiobook or book, it changed everything for me. Four agreements. The four agreements. It's a short audiobook. It's the most practical, and it's so easy to understand. It's so easy, yet so complicated to master, right? The first agreement in life, the first agreement is be impeccable with your word.
Keep your word.
Number two, like, for example, if I were to say something to you, like if we didn't know each other and we're just complete strangers and we're in a Starbucks line and I said something to you, is what I'm going to say to you going to stick with you and impact you for the rest of your life, even if we never see each other again? Or is what I'm going to say to you going to destruct, like hurt you? Or because people say, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are so powerful. and look, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I've had my fair share of, you know, saying wrong things and saying hurtful things to people to where it affected them for a long period of time. We all have. But if we know that agreement, we can make the changes. Be impeccable with your word. It's learning. It's like I've learned not to. If I'm in an argument or whatever the case is, I'm not going to react based on that current emotion. I'm not going to major in minor things. right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're mad at me about something, I can easily be offended because you said something to hurt me, but I didn't think, wait, well, why are you hurt? Why did you say that to me? Let me take a step back and put myself in your shoes. Let me understand. And that's agreement number one, right? Number two is never take anything personally, right? That's agreement number two. When I learned that about never to take anything personally, it's more about, here's what I learned. When it comes to, when you take something personally, it's not them, it's you. Because if you got offended by what somebody said, it's because they put salt on a wound that you have inside of you that you already had before you even met that person. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's true. If we take all that if we take responsibility for everything we have, if you said something hurtful to me, it's because I believed you. It's because you put salt on a wound inside my heart, inside my mind, in my life that I didn't heal myself, right?
Yeah.
So it's my fault. It's my fault if I take it personally, right? But if you don't take it personally and you focus on yourself, on self-love, on knowing who you are and being okay with your vulnerable self, no matter what anyone says to you negatively, it won't mean shit to you. It won't hurt you because you know why? You have power over yourself. Look, like Big Sean says, you love me, I love you. You hate me, I love you. I spend my energy all in me, right? And so that's second agreement. Third agreement is never assume. Assumption in everything can kill anything.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Like,
I love it.
Yeah. Assumptions in anything can kill everything. Like, I can hear something about someone, and if I gossip about it, it's just going to... And then it's not even the truth, right? Never assume. And then the fourth agreement is always do your best. Because life is always going to get in our way. And because it's going to get in our way, it's going to do everything in its power to have us, you know, alter from applying the three agreements, the first three. So it's all about doing our best. But the point is, there's so many others, but the four agreements is what really changed my perspective, changed the way I view things in life, and I found more peace. And because of that, I'm able to master leadership. Well, not master, but I'm able to, you know, grow more as a leader. I've been able to grow more, you know, in my salesmanship, to grow more in my strategizing with my business, with my team. So it's all about mastering your emotions, and it's a daily thing. It's not something you learn in one day, it's something you learn daily, right? It's all about consistency. Consistency is better than just all out. Like, consistency is better, in my opinion, right?
So what are some things that you do consistently on a daily basis without, no matter what day it is, no matter how shitty you feel, no matter how busy it is, no matter if you're running late, what are some things that you do?
Consistently?
Yeah.
You know, that's... When it comes to, like, in business, like, if it's... In life in general.
Regardless, if you were to lose everything tomorrow, what would you still do every day? Every day to get better and grow.
I don't think people give themselves enough credit for not quitting. Mm. Right? I think that's one of the... It's actually a talent. In my opinion, it's a talent when you don't quit. Because the 5% think about it. You've heard this quote before, I think. The 95% who quit are eventually employed by the 5% who didn't.
Agreed.
I believe it's a talent and a skill set, and it's actually something you have to acquire to not quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think people give themselves enough credit, and you deserve, give yourself credit for that, for not quitting. And if it's something consistently that I do, as simple as it is, but it's as practical as it sounds. I'm all about practicality now. I never quit. I never fold. Like, people can stab me in the back, right? People can leave my business. A client can give me a cancellation, right? I can have an upsetting moment, but I will always do my best to stay true to myself. I'll never quit. Because the one thing I'll always have in the back of my mind, no matter what I go through in my life consistently, is the chip on my shoulder. And a key in life is to always, like, in order to be successful, you have to have a chip on your shoulder, right? If you ask me, Christian, why do you do what you do? Oh, I want to retire my mom. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. But the truth is, what's the true chip on your shoulder? The true chip on my shoulder is proving myself wrong and proving the people who have backstabbed me, who have always talked down on me and said, oh, you're only 18 years old, you're only 20, you're in the financial industry, it's not going to work out, that's cute, right? That's a chip on my shoulder. And don't even put fluff on it. Don't even put dub on it. Just be real with yourself. Look, people made you feel some type of way. Use that as fuel. Use that as motivation. In order to succeed, you have to have a chip on your shoulder. So consistently what I do on a daily in life, I never quit. I never quit. But you also know, actually, it's a half truth. You have to know when to quit too, right? You have to know the right thing to quit on. See, a lot of people quit on the wrong thing. But if you know how to quit on the right thing, right, without exhausting your energy, without exhausting your creativity, right, that's in Think and Grow Rich, then I believe that you'll be able to acquire the things that are needed for you to get to where your eventual destination is. Consistently, you just don't fold. Don't fold. You know? Never fold.
Never fold. Okay, I love that, because not only did you tell people not to quit, but you also told people that if you do, mm-hmm. do it in the right circumstances. Don't do it out of weakness. Do it out of strength.
Yes.
Do it out of strength.
I like that.
Because I hear, wow. I mean, there's been so many times where, you remember this, when we first met, I always mentioned it, I've quit everything I've ever done. Mm. Growing up.
Right.
Every sport.
Yes.
Every hobby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But when I saw business, I realized, oh, wait, this is an opportunity for me to give or find my full potential, be able to create something that's my own, be around incredible people, learn new things. And it just pulled me in, and it never pulled me back out. And right. I'm thankful for that. And I'm absolutely blessed. And the great thing about business is that it's not just one thing. It's multiple. There's so many industries, so many things that you can do, so many people you can meet. And I feel like when somebody is creating a business and, you know, they run into struggles and they want to quit, it's out of weakness.
Yes.
But when they're working hard and they know what the ultimate goal is, the goals that most people have doesn't have anything to do with their business.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with their life.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to retire their parents. They need a certain amount of money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want to buy their dream car. They need a certain amount of money to do that. Maybe they want to be able to impact people in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what industry they're in.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like most of the time, a business is a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's a platform to get to where you want to go.
Exactly.
And it's a platform that can take you where you want to go,
right.
if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
So that's I feel right. like there's always other businesses, but I feel if you're always jumping from thing to thing,
mm-hmm.
or if you're doing it out of weakness,
mm-hmm.
the success will never come.
It will never come.
It yeah. will never come.
That's right.
You
That's
have
true.
To, and I love the fact, I'm so happy for you, because you mm-hmm. really, like, I can hear it in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what you speak on
mm-hmm.
isn't just from your mentors. It's because of your personal growth and the experiences that you've had. It isn't just something that you took from your mentors.
Right.
It isn't just something that your mentors told you. It's what you've lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate people like that, because you didn't just pull that out of a fucking storybook.
No.
You know?
No, yeah.
So at the end of the day, guys, like we're not done, obviously, but
yeah.
Christian, he's somebody that I definitely do respect, just because we have been through a lot together and
a lot.
I've seen so much in him, and when pressure hits or when things go south, or when people get shady, he was always the one that did things the right way. And I'm thankful for a friend like that. Although I barely get to see his
girl.
Ass because
I
he's always her. Busy, but whatever, no big deal.
I really like this. She's amazing. She's always kept it real with me since day one. I love Rachel. I'll always have my best interest with this individual.
Oh, so sweet, so sweet. So talk to me about some of the different things that you're currently, or how about this? How do you keep your vision so strong, like in times of adversity, since we're talking about struggle? Like, what are some of the things that you try to remember, or how do you adapt to your vision changing? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So my vision has never changed. My methods would change. Time to time, right? In times of adversity, and I call this the dark times, by the way, right? People will always go through this, right? People will always go through adversity. People always face tough times in their business. It's just the way it goes, right? It's like the stock market goes up and down. Here's the thing. One of the philosophies I live by, you know, that I've learned 2 years ago now, was you know, money doesn't change you. Success doesn't change you. Money only reveals who you truly are. Yes. It's a magnifier. It's a magnifier, right? They say money is the root of all evil. It's not. You know, you take, I bet you I can find more wealthy people who do good deeds versus bad people who do bad things with money, right? So it's just the way it goes. Now, to answer the question, in times of adversity, how I keep my vision strong is really just imposing my will. It's knowing that it's not about me. See, as an entrepreneur, it's really not about you. If you just want to make money, look, you'll make good money here and there. You'll probably make yourself a couple $100,000. But if you really want to get to a seven-figure mark, it's not about you. It's really not about you, right? It's at least in the industry that I'm in. And I believe that when you take yourself out of the picture and you paint it, your vision has to be so big that other people's vision can fit in your vision too. That's my thing, right? I can feel low, I can feel like shit, I can go through this stuff, but knowing that people have a sense of reliance on me, knowing that people trusted in me, right, and they put their life in my vision is what keeps me going. It's knowing that it's not about me. If I quit, it's because of me. If I quit, I quit on my family. And I'm never gonna quit, at least like what we talked about, right? I'm never going to quit on the right. I'm never going to quit out of weakness because it's not about me. It's about the people I love. It's about the people I work with, right? And it's really about the end in mind. And the end in mind is knowing what I want to do for my family. It's knowing what I want to do for myself. And it's knowing the ultimate goal. Like whatever you have in your end in mind, you have to know why. You want to make $15 million? You want to make $15 million? Why? What for? You want to build a huge organization? Why? What's really why? Oh, because I want to be financially free. Why do you want to be financially free? Well, because, you know, a lot of people are becoming rich. Well, why do you want to become rich? Well, because my family. Boom. And you get, why do you want to become rich? Because of your family. Well, because my mom suffered from cancer, blah, blah, blah. You get deep now. See, that, you have to be impeccable with that. When you know your vision and you're going through shit, you're going to go through shit. You gotta know why. You gotta remember why the fuck you started in the first place.
Ooh.
You gotta remember why, yeah. Right? You got to remember why.
Yes.
Right? And I know, I've always seen it, right? Your screensaver on your phone, I don't know if it's still the same as your grandma.
Let's see if it's still the same.
Right?
Oh, it still is the same.
It still is, right? See?
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, whatever platforms you're doing, you know it's for the end in mind. Right? I remember that since 2016, right? So, very practical stuff, guys. I'm not here to try to say fancy words. A lot of people try to say fancy words just to sound good. I want to be fucking real with you, dude. Like, I want to be as relatable as possible. A lot of people talk to just to be heard. But in my heart, I want you to really feel. I really want you to know. You can make it. You just got to be real with yourself.
Yes.
Be real with yourself.
Yes.
You know?
Preach it! Okay. Yo, he fucking killed this. He demolished it. He fucking crushed it. I think there's people that need to get in here.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's a good way to end off. So, Christian, tell these people where they can find you. Instagram.
My Instagram is Chris Flores. ChrisFloresS.
So three S's at the end.
Three S's at the end.
Chris?
Chris Flores.
Flores. Yes. Without any Z's.
No Z.
And again, question. I like to ask people this at the very end.
Yes.
What is any, do you have any current opportunities for people to work with you, work for you, or get guidance from you?
Yes. Absolutely. I am expanding my company in Sacramento area. My company is nationwide, not the company. We operate nationwide. But there is opportunity if you want to seek mentorship. I don't like to call myself a mentor, but I like to say that I work and train a lot of people. If you want to seek something that, you know, you want to seek challenges, you know, if you're looking to make extra income, you know, if you want to see an opportunity to where it has a big market share, high profit margin, or you just want to learn how to build a business. Maybe you always wanted to become an entrepreneur, but never knew really where to start. You know, there's a lot of different outlets out there. And, you know, if not my opportunity, at least you had the open mind to check mine out. But I'm very confident that if you ever to give your chance, you know, the opportunity to see what I have to offer and what my company has to offer. It may be a paradigm shift for you in your life, for your family's life, because at the end of the day, our company is all about being mission driven, right? Mission before commission, right?
I love it.
So,
okay. Awesome. Yeah. Great. All right. Thank you so much, Christian. Thank you, Rachel. Guys, Chris Flores on Instagram.
All right, guys. Thank you.